Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Friday, baby. Friday. You did it. And it's 7 degrees. And it's going to be 15 and sunny tomorrow.
Yes.
In December. It's weird. I guess overnight there's going to be a lot of rain, though. So, like, you know, your typical school announcements, stay away from rivers and creeks.
Oh, it's going to be an indoor recess kind of day, isn't
it? I think it might be. A little bit of rain today, but definitely rain overnight. Going to be absolutely crazy. But we got lots of great stuff on the show today. 7 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, it's Christmas Cracker. We give you an awesome prize, and then we say give it back because we want to put you in the draw for an even more awesome prize, $10,000. And a lot of people, it's almost split. A lot of people are taking the $10,000.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Yeah, it's wild.
Somebody gave up a PS5 earlier this week.
Yeah.
Now, I want to check in with the crew before we get going here. TJ, what's on your mind?
It's the season where we're going to holiday parties, and if you're wondering what you can get the host, a new survey found the best gifts, and the number one being baked goods. If you can believe it, plants or flowers, candles, chocolate, a heartfelt card, and home decor were also on the list.
Really?
So, exactly what you would expect.
Yeah. Okay.
Jax?
If you've ever wondered if the city is coming back to life, last night to get to Park Lawn and the Queensway from downtown Toronto and then back to Leslieville, guess how long it took me?
Oh, no.
3.5 hours.
Oh, Lord. No.
Wow. And I had an 8-year-old who had to pee in the back of my car.
Oh, yeah, because you went to the Christmas market.
Yeah, I went to the Christmas market.
Oh, we got to follow up on that one. Okay.
It was wild, but Toronto is back, baby. Yeah, a lot of traffic.
In a real way.
Woo. Producer Leah?
Guys, it's a big day today. It is the 9th anniversary of IKEA Monkey.
Yay!
Remember it?
I love
IKEA Monkey.
Remember
that little fashion icon?
Oh, yeah.
He inspired me to get that same exact coat.
Yeah, really?
Yes, I have it.
I love him.
Yeah, no, for real.
A Sherlyn jacket? Really?
You complimented me on it, DJ.
That coat. I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah. I love him.
Hey, so apparently pennies that you used to have, mm-hmm. which are no longer like, I mean, I guess they're legal currency, but you're supposed to turn them in. They're now collectible items, and you can buy them. And TJ, and of course this happened in Toronto at 610, is going to tell you how much pennies cost now. Because, hey, it's more than a penny. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A thrift store is selling a bag of 15 pennies for $1.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Salvation Army thrift store on St. Clair Avenue West. And somebody was in there, they were just bopping around, and they said, hey, this bag of pennies should cost 15 cents, but no, it costs $1. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, maybe they're a collector's item.
Yeah.
And they're not yet. So they're literally just a bag of pennies for $1. The penny, by the way, was last minted in 2012. It's been almost 10 years.
It could be. Like, it's an investment, though. If you buy it now, it could be a collector's item down the road. So, like, what could cost you $1 now could cost you many
more. Are you hearing
more.
Yourself?
I have a couple $2 bills.
Yeah.
And they're framed. I don't know why. I don't know how I ended up with framed $2 bills, but I did. And I pulled them out after I moved to my apartment after the split. And my friend's like, you should get those checks. You check the serial number on them. And I guess you can find out, I guess some $2 bills are worth tens of thousands
really?
Of dollars.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I checked the serial number on mine. They're not worth anything.
Really?
But I actually, that's what I did in the first wave of the pandemic. I'm like, maybe this is my big
this
rich
is my ticket
moment.
Out.
Yeah.
My dad gave me, from 1988, my birth year, he gave me some dimes and some quarters that were from that year. And they were all, put in a little case. And when I was moving from one apartment to another years ago, I opened up the case by accident. And they all, you know, the radiators that have the little slats in
it? Oh, no!
They all fell in there. And I couldn't get them out. And I moved, and I think about them at least 3 times a year because they could be worth something.
Hey, Jax, remember when your dad gave you one of the most thoughtful gifts a parent can give a child?
Yeah, I know. I could be rich. I could be rich.
Did you ever tell him?
What's that? No, I didn't tell him. I didn't say a word to him. And he's passed away now, so I can't tell him.
Oh my God, that's
I
so
had
dark.
To. It was too easy. It was too easy. It's a dark Friday. It's going to be warm. It's the weekend.
That
Come
is
on.
So dark.
Come
At least
on.
Your secret's safe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, you in a happy relationship. Oh, is it a new relationship and are you excited about it and you're telling all your friends? Oh, have you been together 10 years and you're still more in love than ever? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're getting dumped on Saturday.
You had a good run though, didn't you?
You did.
Okay,
according
that
to stats,
is scary.
You're getting dumped on Saturday. Ha, loser.
Adam,
no,
explain yourself.
Yeah, divorce guy, tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm projecting a little bit. So here's the actual deal. Apparently, according to data, and I've heard data that changes. But the data that we're hearing today from Facebook messages is that December 11th is the most common time for couples to break up. And the reason for that is a lot of people don't want to face the holiday period with somebody that they're not that into. You don't want to, maybe you don't want to introduce somebody to the family and friends. Maybe you've been with somebody for 10 years and you don't want to see their family and friends knowing that you're not into them anymore and this is going to end.
You're just done.
So a psychologist, Dory Lynn, said, if you're not sure, particularly if you haven't been dating for several years, a lot of people have serious issues about gift giving and about how intimate gift giving is. They get frightened, and a couple weeks before Christmas, it sort of makes sense that you would end things.
I will say that any breakup that I've had, you know, in the fall or early winter, and then I've had a single Christmas, I have been relieved. Because there's no presents, there's no family.
Yeah.
You can just kind of do your own thing, right? It's kind of like, and also going into the new year, like if you're not happy in your relationship, that's such a nice reset.
Gives you a month to heal and you can get back on Tinder on New Year's Day.
Oh, is it spring? Let's go.
You get back to the gym.
Yeah.
So here's what Jax a couple of years ago. Okay, Jax had a plan. There was a breakup, right?
Yeah.
And then January hit. Jax was going to the gym.
Yeah.
We called it the cult gym, remember?
Oh, yeah. With your leader.
Yeah.
She was going to the gym. They were chanting. It was great.
Yeah. No.
No, you're making sacrifices.
Yeah, 100%. But Jax was looking fit and fine.
Yeah.
And looking amazing. And we're just starting to warm up when, bam, COVID-19.
Yeah, I was bumping around on Bumble and Tinder and hanging out, meeting girls. And then I was like, oh, no, you won't be doing that for another many, many moons.
Yeah.
Forever. And
100%.
Then I met my girlfriend. Yeah.
I tend to drag my relationships out like 2 more months until like right before Valentine's Day. And then I'm like, I'm not doing this. I get my Christmas presents. And then I move on.
Yeah. TJ.
It's an asset grab.
That's
what
right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, one thing that we've kind of been watching is the fallout from the Astroworld tragedy. Mm-hmm. And if you missed this, it's, you know, Travis Scott had an outdoor concert, and he was encouraging people to push against the stage, and people died. And the question became, and this happens at festivals all the time. I don't want to make it seem like he's the only one that's ever done this. At all the case.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to festivals where like rock bands have told you to. You've ever been to a mosh pit?
Yeah.
Like literally, you go in swinging your fists, right? Those types of festivals can be like that. And in this particular instance, it seems like there was a ton of things that they were not prepared for.
Yeah.
But what we haven't heard from, and there's been a bunch of like TikTok videos about this, people accusing him of not listening to the fans when they said, stop the show. We haven't heard his perspective on this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that, you know, we get that side. You got to remember, this is in front of like 100,000 people plus.
Yeah.
And definitely tough to hear. So here's what he had to say when people accused him basically of saying like, hey, you didn't stop the show. We told you to stop the show. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, people said they collectively heard folks screaming help every time you stopped the song to get your attention. Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah, man. And you know, it's so crazy because I'm that artist too. Like, you know, anytime you can hear something like that, you want to stop the show. You want to make sure, you know, fans get the proper attention they need, you know? And anytime I could see anything like that, I did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stopped like a couple times to just make sure everybody was okay. And I just really just go off the, you know, the fans' energy as a collective, mm-hmm. you know.
So, okay. To me, that's plausible.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you've been on stage in front of a lot of people.
With in-ears in.
Oh, yeah. He's got the in-ears. Mm. You know, you're going to hear the music. You hear the music through your ear. You don't obviously hear it through the studio, the monitors in the stadium.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's plausible for mm-hmm. sure. And like a lot of the TikToks that were sent out were specifically sort of meant to look bad.
Yeah.
There was a push to them. And I think you got to remember that artists cannot hear you.
No.
You know, it's funny. If there's an issue during a show and you're there, you talk to security. You have to get the local security. The problem was at this particular festival, they were undermanned.
Yeah, they were understaffed.
No. Yeah, and they said that, I think, beforehand, right? That's part of the problem.
This is where it becomes messy, because it's not just a huge festival that some organization is putting on. Travis Scott has his name on it. So that's why people, are putting the blame on him. Yeah. Even though, on stage, I'll say he couldn't hear anything. I can't imagine. I don't think he's a malicious, awful person.
No.
You wouldn't do that. If you knew what was going on, he wouldn't have continued that. But because his name is on the festival and he has some accountability to make sure that the security numbers are up, that's why people are upset.
The other part too, on top of him having the ears in, is when you're performing, you're hyper focused on what you're doing. Yeah. It's almost like an athlete. Like an athlete generally knows there's 20,000 people watching them play hockey. Austin Matthews is aware that there's a crowd watching him at Scotiabank Arena. Doesn't know what's going on in the stands all the time.
Yeah. Right.
And not only that, the thing is, he has seen this before, right? His concerts are like this. There's always riots. Mm-hmm. There's people pushing. He encourages people to push all the time. Yeah. So this is something that he has seen before. Yeah. It's nothing new. So
when you can encourage people to push, though, you run risks.
Yep, you do.
And what I want to say here is, Producer Lee, I want to talk to you about this one. Yeah. There was the video that came out right afterwards. So he put out a video. Can you explain what happened? We knew there was a tragedy. We didn't know much. He didn't know much. This is directly after the show. What happened?
Yeah, I don't think he knew. He did not have all the information at hand. He saw the response from critics and also his audience, right, that were exclaiming that people died. He knew that people died, and I think that's all he knew. So he put out a video with his head down. He looked remorseful. He looked distraught in a way, but at the same time, he wasn't giving a message, really. Yeah. Like, it was just showing his emotions towards it, and it wasn't really helpful, I guess.
So here's what he had to say about it.
What headspace were you in when you posted that initial response video?
I mean, I think it had to have been the night of, so I was just in a headspace of just trying to get a communication out to my fans, I had little to no information, so I was just trying to figure it out and just communicate to them,
So here's the problem. If you don't have the information, you don't talk.
Yeah. Nope.
And hindsight's 20/20, but
where is people on that?
His people shouldn't have given him his social media access at that point, because that popping up on stories was just an absolute mess the second it came out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The second it came out.
And people were making TikToks about it, making jokes about it, and it was just a weird time to make a joke when, 10 people had died.
Yeah. So to and this counting. Point, I think I've been pretty gracious towards his perspective, right? I've tried to understand his perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's where he loses me.
You're a father. God forbid when your kids are of age, if they're in a situation like this, I want you to put yourself in those parents' shoes right now. What would you want to see come of this situation?
I want to see people put their heads together. I want to see people really figure this out. Not take this lightly. And really act on it. And that's, that's one of the main things that's important. I feel like they gotta just act on it. It can't just be like something that happens and...
So my problem there is that it's, and this is an hour long interview. Yeah. I encourage you to check it out. The answers are not good enough.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Well, exactly. It's like put your heads together and solve what?
Yeah.
I want to see Travis Scott and the industry put their heads together with their humongous resources and figure it out. If you're going to throw a festival, you have to have enough security. You have to.
Probably doesn't help, too, that is it yesterday or the day before he filed a motion to have all the lawsuits dropped?
That's legal, though. Like, lawyers are going to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Lawyers
that
are absolutely going to do
that.
It's like you can be, and this sounds terrible, but any lawyer will say that to you. Any motion that is put against you, if you have a lawsuit, every single lawyer, every single time is going to have motion at, the first thing they're going to do is motion to have it thrown out. Because if you're a lawyer, it's not about your moral prerogative. It's about how do I win this
legally.
Case?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think a lawyer really works for
yes,
you.
Yes, because I ran it by it. So here's the thing. The problem I have here is that, sometimes we're, with great power comes great responsibility. You've heard that before. The problem is sometimes things are thrust on you that you don't want thrust on you, right? He doesn't want to have to solve this. And I don't blame him. But now that you're in it, you do need to. You were the face of this.
Yeah.
Your festival was the face of this. You were understaffed. The industry needs to come together, yes, but Travis, dude, it's got to be you. Yeah. You got to be a part of this, and you have to own it. It's like, people have to come together and not shove it up.
No, you do.
Yeah,
you
and so maybe he And I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. Athletes and musicians, not always the most eloquent when it comes to speaking
and
being nuanced in conversation. But he's got to lead the charge on this, at least publicly.
He just didn't sound ready for the interview.
He was
honestly
not prepared.
No,
that
you
answer
don't think so?
Was not prepared. No, to take no accountability at all. Yeah. I don't think he was ready for that question. Yeah. Although you took the interview, so you should have some talking points.
That's the hard thing because people were upset. Why isn't he talking? So it's either way we're going to be upset. But he was not prepared. He was not
more.
Ready.
Bad
answer.
Absolutely.
I wanted more. So hopefully that turns around. We'll keep following it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You are not going to believe what the tickets to Adele's Las Vegas shows are being resold for online. As I find my way through that sentence. Wow. Unsurprisingly, the sale sold out within minutes, and then they were quick to pop up on services like StubHub and SeatGeek and Ticketmaster, all that fun stuff. Prices are staggering, ranging from $1,200 US to $53,000. One set of tickets on SeatGeek for her January 29th, 2022 show are currently up for grabs for $68,351 Canadian.
Whoa. I tried to get tickets because I made it to the next part and they were sold within seconds. So whoever has them, it's nuts.
By the way, that $68,000 price tag was just for one ticket.
Yep.
So if you wanted to go with somebody,
it's wild.
$136,000. Who's going to pay for that?
Oh, there will be somebody.
There will be people.
You know, I think the sad part is that, like, you know, it's... this is an artist that people genuinely want to see, and I'm sure Adele doesn't really want this for her fans, but you know, at a certain point, what can you do? There's nothing you can do about this.
That's capitalism, baby.
Yeah, I wonder if they extend this run.
Oh, they have to. Yeah. This is 12 weeks. If this is the way that the tickets were sold in the beginning, and she doesn't have tour dates until, I have a whole hypothesis on this. She doesn't have tour dates until July, like mid-July in London. So I think she's going to run it all the way until late June, take a break, and then go back to London.
Does she hate touring?
She hates touring, So she'll do this for a while, live in Vegas until the summer, and then she's done.
And apparently they make artists really comfortable in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You can now get rear spoilers for your Crocs, in case you were wondering. You can print them. If you have a 3D printer at home, you can do it there. If not, fear not. People started selling them on Etsy. So that's fun. What are they called? I always call them giblets, but they're not called giblets. That's the part of a turkey.
What?
The little clip things that you put in your Crocs.
I don't know what you would call them.
I have them, but I don't know what they are.
But they're like the rear wing on a Honda Civic that your buddy from high school tuned up.
Fourth gear, baby.
There's
the joke about when you put your Crocs into it.
I know.
There's a special weather statement that's been issued for this weekend. Apparently, this could get really messy with heavy rain and strong winds Friday night into Saturday night. Then tomorrow, they're expecting 15 degrees because it's summer again all of a sudden. So bundle up and then don't. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, after Nelly and Kelly, we will have a Christmas cracker for you. So I want you to think about your dilemma. Are you taking the 10 grand or are you taking the prize?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good morning, Kayla. I hear that you're with a crowd.
I do have a crowd.
Okay. Who's the crowd?
Oh, wow.
Wow, you really do.
Wow, that's a crowd.
Who's the crowd? Who's in it? Who are they?
All my coworkers.
All right, what do you guys do for work?
We work at a gas station.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. Right
on. Amazing. Cool. You want to find out what you won?
Yes, I do.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won a signed cardboard cutout of TJ.
Hey, lucky you.
I was hoping she wasn't going to win gas.
Now that's going to appreciate value over time.
Does the signed cardboard cutout come with an autograph? Or
it doesn't even come with a shirt.
Wow.
Oh,
all
TJ.
Right. So, Kayla, you got an opportunity here to get the thing that everybody wants. You can get $10,000, but the thing everybody wants is the signed TJ O'Halloran cutout.
The real prize.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to give it up for the chance.
For $10,000?
I'm surprised.
Yes, I am.
Yeah!
You know, this is a good thing for two reasons. One, you're a step closer to the $10,000, but also, now somebody else can get this cardboard.
That's right. Yeah. We actually are going to give away a life-size TJ cutout, cardboard cutout, right now to caller number 9 at 416-872-9999.
Right.
Yep, lucky
and
you.
I want to talk to the person who wants to win that and ask him why.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Christmas cracker. I'm shocked by how it went. I mean, it was the choice between a cardboard cutout of TJ or $10,000 in a draw. The listener chose $10,000 in the draw, so we had to give the cardboard cutout away to caller 9 at 416-872-9999. Good morning, Cameron.
How are you?
Good.
Did you really just call and be caller 9 on a Friday morning for a cardboard cutout of TJ?
Absolutely.
Follow-up question. What's wrong with you?
I don't think you have enough time for me to answer that.
Wow.
Hey, Cameron, thanks for the call and congrats, I guess.
Yeah. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
What room is it going in?
Oh, it's going right at the foot of the bed.
Yeah. Watch.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about how Jax needed to get to the Christmas market, and TJ's reported several times in trending that they're asking you not to drive to the Christmas market because, and anybody who's lived in that area before will tell you, for several blocks in every direction, it's a mess.
It's a nightmare.
In and out. You could be an hour in traffic a block away.
Yeah.
And I remember living at King and Parliament, which is several blocks up, and I couldn't even get into my parking garage at that point. It's bananas.
The advice they give you is to park 10 to 15 minutes away and walk into the market.
Right. And the other thing is, and here's what's crazy, is that, like, you know that it's the same thing every year, and yet every year it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, Jax, knowing this, drove to the Christmas market with her 8-year-old nephew. Flew in from Halifax yesterday. They went on a little auntie-nephew date, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And he's a big Christmas guy. His birthday's in December. Yeah. He's, you know, 8 years old, loves it. Loves Santa. So what is the recap, Jax? Mm-hmm. How's the Christmas market this year? It's been 2 years since we even had it.
Well, I drove, first of all, I met him in the outer cusps of the Christmas market. And after we had lunch, we were going to go down. And
yeah, you didn't even go at night.
No, we went at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Best time to see the lights.
Yeah.
and after lunch, we decided not to go. Really.
What? Why?
What?
Because it was too busy.
Oh, we told you!
What did I tell you yesterday?
You know, he had a long morning. There was a huge snowstorm in Halifax yesterday. So his plane was delayed. So he was already tired, and I didn't want to have a fussy nephew.
Before TJ gets going here, I need you to know that TJ said yesterday that it was hell because he lived in the distillery for years.
Yeah.
And that Jax told him, essentially, that he was being too negative and that they were going to have a great time and that TJ didn't believe in the magic of Christmas. So TJ, your response this morning.
It feels so good to be vindicated and to be right.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you, it's beautiful, but you're not going to make it in. It's going to be far too busy. And you're just, no, typical TJ being negative. Which, by the way, is bang on impression of Jax.
Yeah.
But you have to understand where I'm coming from, because TJ, you find an elevator with another person too crowded. Like,
it is! It objectively is!
I mean, that's fair.
So I didn't trust you. But okay, pull the music down. I'm going to say it. December 10th, 7:32 a.m. TJ, you may have had a point.
Who was right and who was wrong?
TJ, you were right.
And who was wrong? And who was wrong?
TJ, you were right.
I'll take my victory.
Wow. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A lot of people have benefited from the internet becoming the biggest force in our society. But nobody more so than the nosy person. Like, we're all a little nosy.
Oh, 1,000%.
But your nosy family member, you know they love Facebook more than anybody else in the whole world. They're looking at every picture you've ever had. They're nosing around. And sometimes it's a little annoying. You get a message from, like, your aunt about how you're parenting. Like, well, I wouldn't do it that way. It's like, well, your kids don't eat vegetables, and they're 25.
That sounds personal
so
to you.
Maybe
that
sounds really personal. Name them.
Not name. No, won't name anyone.
Okay.
But other times, it's actually quite useful. So there's a famous TikToker. He's 25 years old. And when you say famous TikToker, they're famous to their audience.
Yeah.
So you've probably never heard of this person, but they are famous. Their name is his name's Alex Griswold. He's 25 years old. Now, he posted, and I swear to God, this isn't creepy, but it sounds creepy. He posted a picture on his TikTok in 2019, and it was showing him and his wife. And I guess she was like rubbing his back. It was some sort of like comedy bit or something. And a bunch of people in the comments didn't find it funny. They got super nosy about it.
Okay.
Okay.
But again, this is a good thing. What they saw
were a couple of moles on his back. And they said, you should get that checked out. And he kind of ignored it. He said, and the people were like, no, really, you should probably get that checked out. Did you get that checked out? And they started commenting on every video. Did you get it checked out? Did you get it checked out? So he posted an update recently. He'd never worried about these moles ever. But he decided to just get them checked out, right? It was kind of gnawing at him. Dermatologist informs him that the viewers were right. They were both skin cancer.
Whoa.
And
no way.
Would have been life-threatening
yeah.
had they not caught them early.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. So he posted a video of him getting a scan, and then he thanked his viewers. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
I'm looking through TikTok right now. First of all, he has 98.1 million followers. And he's so cute. Him and his wife are like young parent or yeah. young husband and wife, and they're so sweet. So this is like, not only is that tremendous, but like, what a good guy for that to happen
yes.
to. Yeah. yeah, he's awesome.
98 million people follow him, and we've never heard of him.
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, they're so cute. I love them.
Welcome to the internet. Okay, so Jax has just fallen in love with them. Anyway, yeah. Pretty crazy. And by the way, get your skin checked.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Real estate prices have not stopped hope in this city. 73% of Gen Z think they'll own a house someday. However, there is a small wrinkle in the study. They basically found that though they think they'll own a home, it will likely not be in the GTA. It also appears that more young adults think they might own a condo rather than a detached house, which is clearly more likely. They also found that numbers of people who think they're going to own a home are shockingly higher in places like Calgary and Montreal than those in Toronto and Vancouver, where they're 73% and 71% respectively.
My friend just bought a condo in Calgary for like $180,000.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I know. I bet you it's like 2-bedroom, yeah, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, you got a view of the mountains.
Yeah.
But then you have to live in a place that has 3 weeks of summer.
Yeah, that's right.
That I love Calgary.
TJ and I both live there. Yeah. It once went from 25 degrees to minus something, and it hailed on my car in Calgary within 24 hours.
We love a Chinook.
Love a good Chinook.
Banff's there.
Banff is gorgeous.
Billie Eilish and Finneas have reportedly already started working on Billie's new album. Finneas revealed, "We're on the clay wheel, and we've got clay on the wheel." He talked about how they started writing songs, but they're trying to make sense of what they have on their hands. He's really committed to the clay metaphor, it seems.
Cool. Okay, listen, straight up, Billie and her brother are weird, but I love their music.
No, why are they weird?
No, they're weird.
No, they're not weird.
They're not weird.
They're not weird.
Nobody's walking into a party with Finneas and Billie and going, here are my normal friends. No one.
Yeah. Adam, just because they're homeschooled.
No.
And not what he's saying. And Finneas writes bangers.
That's why we like them. They're weird.
For Billie Eilish. Okay, they are weird.
What's your favorite Finneas song?
Finneas also dates a woman that looks exactly like Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. Bizarre. Oh, no, they're not weird. They're totally normal. It's normal.
Producer Leah, look it up. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
McDonald's has committed over $250 million to franchisees of color in an effort to increase diversity. This is a really cool thing. They announced this earlier this week. It's launching the initiative to recruit new franchise owners who are from underrepresented communities.
Fantastic.
And they're going to offer millions in financing to help those who struggle to get funding.
Great.
The $250 million over 5 years are going to help potential franchisees in the U.S. So it's a good start.
Fantastic.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, how about another Christmas cracker? We'll do that at 9 o'clock. Right now, Taylor Swift.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's no doubt that we are coming on the other side of this pandemic as different people. We come out as different people. And I'm not saying the pandemic's over by any stretch, but, you know, we're different. And people are like, we're turning to normal life. I'm like, I don't know if that's... It's going to be different.
Nothing will ever be the same.
No, you're different now. And it could be better. Right? Everybody's like, it could be worse. I'm like, but it could be better.
Yeah.
Could be great. Why wouldn't you try to better yourself? Now, a lot of people did it early on. TJ saved his assignment for late.
Yeah.
So yesterday?
Yep.
Yesterday,
I had a package come in the mail.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about it for about 2 years, and I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to go on Amazon, and I'm going to make this purchase.
What'd you buy?
Showed up within 48 hours. I bought a piano keyboard.
Hey!
Because I want to learn how to play piano in the end stretch of the pandemic.
That's good. No, TJ's smart because he knows, you know, throughout the pandemic, this has been TJ's dream. If you're like TJ and you don't want to go out socially, ever.
Ever.
you know, that's been great for you. We've had text messages from people that are just like that. They're like, man, we want everybody to be healthy, but I don't want to have to go out again.
Yeah, this has been my Super Bowl.
100%. And so now TJ has found a hobby that will keep him indoors.
Yeah. And luckily it has headphones with it. So my girlfriend Val will be excited that she doesn't have to hear a grown man struggle to learn piano. But I can play guitar. So I figured I'm somewhat musically inclined. Like it might be a little bit easier.
Totally.
You know what I learned about piano? Really hard. It's really hard.
It is really hard. But I was going to say, like, you know music pretty well.
Somewhat.
If you don't mind me asking, what have you been doing for the past 2 years to keep busy?
Well, yeah, and also, to that point, why did it take you this long to go, I need a piano now?
Yeah. You asked some interesting questions. Maybe because I was fighting off the big sad. Who knows?
I've been busy being depressed.
But you played busy.
No kidding. So you played for a couple hours last night, right?
Yeah, I did. I've been watching YouTube videos.
On how to learn.
I've been doing it while we've been doing the show.
And?
I've been very unplugged during the show, I'll tell you that.
Well, okay. Can you play anything?
No, not yet.
Can you play chopsticks? Can you play anything?
My heart will go on. I'm trying to learn Coldplay songs so everyone thinks I'm sensitive.
Okay.
I'm currently trying to learn The Scientist. Ask me how easy that is.
Not easy.
It's not easy. It should be, but it's not.
Okay.
So my goal is to try and learn a bunch of songs that will make Val love me even more.
So here's the question. Can you put your progress on Instagram so we can see it?
Are you saying you want to follow along with my journey?
I do. But you have to promise to post. Sometimes you disappear on Instagram.
Yeah, we need some.
I want some tender TJ content. I want you to badly play The Scientist from Coldplay to all of us.
Here's what I'm going to do. At OnAirTJ on Instagram, I'll post a video of where my progress is now, and I'll try and like purposely be bad.
Okay.
And then in like a month, I'll post again, and I'll be like amazing.
I can't wait.
I'll be like Ludovico and Naughty.
Jax, how many months do you give this?
You know what? I don't give him long. He's quite surprisingly talented when it comes to music.
Okay.
Sometimes he sends me videos of him playing guitar, even though I don't ask for that.
And they're dim lit too. And I say things like, "I learned this for you."
Yeah. He's really good. He's very good.
That's like it's like a D pick that you didn't ask for.
Except worse.
Yeah. Okay. So you ride to work this morning. Just volume. No other problems to report. It sounds like it's been a pretty good drive. Just getting busier on the major routes. If you have any updates on what you're seeing and what's holding you up, 999-999, you can let us know how it's going for you this morning. The BMW Road Home Sales event is on now through December 31st. Enjoy a rate reduction up to 12% on all new BMW models for eligible BMW customers. Today it's warm. It's already 2 degrees. It's going to get up to 7. It's going to be sunny. 8:14, I'm Jax.
Hey, somebody texted and said, hey, TJ, I can teach you Mary Had a Little Lame. Lamb? Excuse me, not lame.
No, I want to learn Little Lame.
also, somebody said, Zena, she said, hey, you can do it. I learned as an adult 6 years playing VL.
Look at that.
All right.
There's
6 years.
There's hope.
All right.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We're going to play a little game called Do We Feel Bad for These Rich People? Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we've talked about very expensive advent calendars. There's a 10 million one floating around. A Swiss family had it made for them.
Like what?
And the whole point of it is, you know, it's 12 days of Christmas. So they're going to visit 12 countries next year, and each gift in there has to do with the country that they're visiting.
Absurd.
Canada's on that list. Now, the Chanel brand has come out with an advent calendar. How much do you think the Chanel advent calendar would be? By the way, it's way less than 10 million.
Okay, but it's 24 days, so...
No, it's 12.
12? Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're right. No, it is 24 days. My bad.
I'll say $10,000.
Okay. Jax?
$25,000.
Wow, you guys are shooting high. It's only 1,025 American.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
We've been hurt by someone.
Yeah, well, clearly. You hear Chanel, you just assume you add another zero to it.
Like, yeah.
Well, people are upset with Chanel.
Okay.
Because it's $1,000.
Yeah.
And there is, 24 days. But it's to celebrate the iconic Chanel No. 5 fragrance. That fragrance is 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying the items are cheap. And in fact, the comments on TikTok are disrespectful and, quote, not worth it.
What?
There's a TikTok user named Elise Harmon, and she unboxed it. And so one of the she did each item. Each of these items, by the way, got over 2 million likes.
Okay.
10 million views each, right? So people really want to know what's going on. Unboxing is huge. So one of them, She's like, this has to be a joke. Stickers? There are Chanel stickers.
What?
She continues the unboxing and finds hand cream, two miniature-sized lipsticks, and some perfume. The biggest disappointments apparently are a keychain, the branded stickers, like Chanel stickers, because I don't know if you're in high school and you'll put that up in your locker,
yeah.
but
yeah.
as an adult, I'm not sure what you're doing with Chanel stickers. A letter seal with the C from Chanel on it.
What?
Pins. I don't, by the way, who's using a letter seal? Like, are you just, you're writing?
When I write letters to the queen,
yeah,
that's what I use.
Just put your Chanel seal on it?
They're celebrating 100 years, so they're probably putting like different things that they would have in there.
There are some pins, and what appears to be, and you're going to love this, a bracelet, but it's plastic.
Oh, good.
What?
So here's the thing, right? Normally, if something like this happens, brands don't respond. They don't say anything. But the response to this has been so big, and this is where it gets a little bit ugly. Elise Harmon, who is the TikToker who talked about this, she claims that Chanel blocked her.
Really?
Like the company blocked her.
Yeah.
Now, Chanel has said, we never blocked access to the Chanel TikTok channel to anyone simply because it's not active. It's never been activated, and we've never published any content on TikTok.
Okay.
So maybe there's a misunderstanding there. And apparently they've apologized as well because they, and, but it's one of those apologies where it's like, I'm really sorry you don't like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're upset.
No.
But that's the thing is like, it's not like you're buying $1,025 worth of things. Like you can't buy that and expect there to be that exact amount in there. You're paying, that's a premium price
you're
for
paying
a premium
for the
product.
Brand,
exactly.
But also think about 24 items divided over 1,000.
Yep.
That's like $50.
That perfume itself is probably 100.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's got to even out, I guess.
So I suppose the expectations were a tad ridiculous. Yeah. But if I were them, if I were Chanel and I wanted to sell something for $1,000, I would have done 12 days of Christmas and bring the items up because you're Chanel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, I'm guessing you don't want stickers?
If you're Chanel, I wouldn't be messing with somebody who has like 10 million views on every single video.
This is what I'm saying, right? This is what you mess around and find out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. This is what I want to ask you at 416-872-9999. This is our new bit. It's called Do We Feel Bad for These Rich People Who Are Complaining About It? 999999 to text. We're going to take your votes right now. You tell us why.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do we feel bad for these rich people? That's the bit. And what I want to ask you is, do you feel bad for the people that are complaining who bought the $1,000 American Chanel number 5 anniversary collection advent calendar?
And it's rich and sad.
There's a lot of words in there, but it's an advent calendar to celebrate Chanel number 5 being 100 years old. And the items are not going over so well. There are some Chanel stickers. People are like, why? I'm an adult.
Yeah.
There was a bracelet in there. It's plastic. People again say, why? I'm an adult. And I don't know what people were thinking. It's 24 items. You know, $1,000.
Yeah.
You divide that. It's a lot of $50 items. You do get some perfume, though. The Chanel number 5 is not cheap.
Ooh.
Right?
Just go buy it by itself, though.
So the question I have is, do you feel bad for these rich people?
Yeah.
999999. TJ? What do we got?
I have three texts I want to read to you, Adam.
Okay.
From the 647. Hell no, unless they want to adopt me.
Please
adopt me.
Yeah.
another text here from the 416. No, I don't feel bad. Because in the words of Kourtney Kardashian, people are dying, Kim.
yeah. I like
that's
that text.
Charlotte. Last one here from the 647. Yes and no. Yes, I feel bad because it's money they spend and they're disappointed. But at the same time, no, because they're spending a ridiculous amount of money on a calendar. I cringe spending $10.99 on a Kinder Egg advent calendar for my 11-year-old.
Yeah, you can't be rich and sad.
No, you're not allowed.
You get to be one.
Yeah, you must be one. Now, no, we did have one in there, too, and this is interesting, okay?
Okay.
This is interesting. Somebody said, texted in and said, don't feel bad for them if they don't open anything in the calendar. Because it's a collectible item, in a few years, it'll be worth money.
Interesting.
Right.
So it's an investment.
Yeah. So you'd actually get to hang on to it. Now, the other thing is, somebody else texted in and said, rich people don't buy that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they're rich.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man.
It's people that don't have the money spending it on it.
Yes!
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A couple weeks ago, Adele announced a Vegas residency, and the tickets went up for sale, and they were sold within minutes.
Yeah.
Now they're being resold online. You're not going to believe how much they're selling for. The prices are staggering. $1,200 American is where they start, and they go up to $53,000. A set of tickets on SeatGeek for her January 29th show, currently up for grabs for $68,351 Canadian. That's just for one ticket. So to bring a friend would cost you $136,702.
Like, that's just...
It's
unfair.
Staggering. 12 weeks is small. She's only doing a 12-week run. Yeah. Like, that's... Come on.
Yeah, and upon further investigations, she's not doing dates until she goes home to London and plays a couple dates in the summer. So she has free time, so she could extend that a couple more months. Adele is also making $2 million a show.
Whoa.
In Las Vegas. So if she wants to make more bang for her buck, she'll stay and extend that to, you know, like a 20-week.
But she's notoriously not a fan of touring or doing, like, shows. So
she isn't, but I'm sure she's a fan of money.
Yeah.
I like money.
Yeah. Money'd and cool. money for not moving. Like, mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You can now get rear spoilers for your Crocs. You can 3D print them at home. And if not, you can buy them on Etsy. So, you know, do you remember when you were in high school and one of your first friends would get the car? Get their first car, and it was normally like a $500 car, and they would spend $600 on a spoiler that they saved up for months and months and months to buy. Picture that, but on the back of your Crocs.
Good.
Also, picture yourself wearing Crocs.
I love Crocs. Yeah. Crocs, like, are fantastic.
High school, there's like 14 Hyundai Tiburons with a brand new spoiler on the back, and it's like, I spent all my money at Shoppers Drug Mart from, you know, that I made from Shoppers Drug Mart on this.
Yeah, they have mismatched hubcaps that they got from Canadian Tire, so just got the one that was on sale. There's a special weather statement issued for this weekend because it's going to get really messy. Today, they're saying, or tonight, pardon me, it's going to get really wet and really windy. And then tomorrow, it's going to be 15 degrees. So it's going to be all over the place this weekend. And then back down to, like, what they're calling mild December temperatures. And then you might see a white Christmas.
I'm cooking a turkey tomorrow. And I envisioned that it would be, like, maybe in the snow and a little bit chilly. Nope. And it would feel very festive. It's going to be, like, hot.
You serve a cold dish.
Yeah. Hot turkey in the hot weather.
You know what I like? A good summer turkey.
Yeah. Give me some soup while we're at it.
Here's an early September turkey.
Pour some gravy on that stuffing. Gross. It's hot.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Hey, we got a Christmas cracker coming up for you at 9 o'clock where we give you a prize and then we say, okay, give it back because we're going to put you in $10,000 draw.
Right.
You will have a big choice to make at 9 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good morning.
All right, so question for you. What are you doing this morning? I know you work in traffic?
Yeah. Yeah, I just play in traffic. No, I'm traffic control.
What you can do that?
What is traffic control, and how come you're not controlling it?
I am on a break right now, so we're good. Don't worry.
All right. Just a massive pileup.
Yeah.
The 401 is Stephanie's fault this morning. I need everybody to know that.
No, Stephanie, we love you. It's not your fault, mostly.
Stephanie, do you want to find out what's in your Christmas cracker?
Yes, please.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won Ballin' with Bieber. Tickets to see Justin Bieber with $500.
Oh, damn.
Okay, girl. All right.
That's not bad.
So here's the question. Do you want to go see Justin Bieber on his first concert here since like 2017?
Yep.
Or, and also we'll give you $500, or do you want to go in the draw for $10,000? Dollars, which would get you backstage to Justin Bieber.
Oh, crud.
crud
indeed.
We should bring crud back.
Yeah.
I think I gotta give it back.
Oh my god! What? What is going on?
Wow!
Whoa!
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, $500 in a concert sounds amazing, but. I think a chance at 10K is better.
Wow. Oh, right. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie, I don't.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
What?
So what we, producer Lee is looking at me right now with like, super excited. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm blocking all the lines right now on the phone. And then we're all going to start from zero.
Okay.
So how do we give away a big prize like this? Sorry?
I had an idea.
Okay, let's...
What if people called and they said their favorite part about Adam?
No. You wanted it to be TJ.
I did. Yeah.
No, we're gonna do something else. This is, you know, you missed this earlier this week, TJ. Somebody turned down a big prize.
That's
right. It was a PS5.
Yeah.
So what we did was we said, okay, be caller number 9 and 10 and 11 at 416-872-9999. You have to sing a Christmas carol live. Okay?
Oh,
I love that.
And not only that, it's not going to be an easy to sing Christmas carol.
Which one?
We did Silent Night on Wednesday. Okay. And Silent Night is all falsetto. That is. Yeah. So we're not doing Silent Night today.
No.
Today, we're going to do, and this is a bit of a, I'm reaching.
Okay.
But it's a bit of a deep one.
All right. Oh.
This is Charlie Brown.
Objectively the worst Christmas song ever.
But, ready? Listen to this. And you have to hit the notes.
Hell yeah.
So you're going to have to knock this out of the park. And here's the thing. If you come on and you're like, I'm just going to screw it up and be cool. Well, that's fine. But remember, Toronto is voting on this.
That's right.
So if you hear somebody in the next three callers that you like, I want you to vote on them. 999-999. We're going to come back in a couple songs, get everybody lined up. And then you have to sing this song. And nobody knows the lyrics.
The song is so bad.
It's Charlie Brown. It's
a classic. I stand by what I said.
It's supposed to be hard to sing, not good.
We should know better by now.
I'm going to leave the show.
I like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, me
Christmas.
Too. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Okay,
yes!
So Christmas Cracker was revealed. Justin Bieber tickets and $500. And the winner didn't want it. She was like, no, I'm going for the 10 grand, guys.
My goodness.
So we got a bunch of people. And you should see the text messages right now. People are like, my jaw's on the floor. I would never do that to my king. yeah, you know. So we have to give away the Justin Bieber tickets.
It's so creepy.
Okay. No, I know. So to do that, and Jax, you're going to do a little bit of a thing for us here, okay? You have to sing this song, this Christmas song, in front of everybody. There will be three contestants. And by the way, you know, if you're listening to this, you're going to be the one who votes on it. Your text is 999-999. You'll pick one, two, or three.
Okay.
Jax, give us your rendition of Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown.
Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here.
It's good.
Hanukkah and friends.
You're hitting some of
Hanukkah
those notes.
And friends? Is that what
you're
saying?
Nobody actually knows the words to that song.
We have a large Jewish community, okay?
All right. So let's get to our first line here. We got Victoria and ECE. Hi, Victoria.
Vicky?
Oh, hang on. I did not put Victoria's phone line up. Hi, Victoria.
Didn't. Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Okay, Victoria.
Three different hellos.
Yeah.
So, listen, Victoria, how's your singing voice these days?
I mean, it's not amazing, but I'm going to give it all.
Yeah.
My all.
Okay.
Victoria sounds laser focused.
Yeah.
She's in.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
It's good. Keep going. All right. Hey, you know, a round of applause.
That's
give it up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Victoria.
Oh, wow.
If you're keeping track to vote. Victoria, please hang on.
I don't think she needed the music.
All right.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad, though.
Mandy on the phone. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Mandy, is it EA at hospital? Mandy, thank you for what you do. We really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
So, Mandy, how's your singing voice?
Well, we're going to find out.
Sure. Now, remember, the entire city is listening, and it looks like you got a cheering section, so that's good.
I do.
You got to have a posse. If you're going to do this, you got to have a posse. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air.
We could work on the beats, I think.
Okay.
Mandy.
We're racing a little bit.
Mandy, I can hear you reading it off your phone. Like, I can hear it. Oh.
I love that you got that, though. That's great that you actually, you know, you went to the effort to Google the lyrics.
And she had gang vocals.
I love Mandy's performance more than Victoria. Yeah.
Well, hang on, Mandy.
No, you did great.
You know what? She's the first one we've ever had on that had backing vocalists.
That's true.
That's pretty good. Okay,
yeah,
so last person we are going to bring to it is Candace, who is a program admin at York University. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. You saved the best for last.
Oh! Big talk from Candace. Are you ready to sing, Candace?
I just have one request, that you don't play any background music.
No!
Okay?
You're just going to sing it on your own a cappella?
I am.
All right. Take it away.
Christmas time is here.
Oh, here we go.
Happiness and care. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Woo! I wonder if it is.
Wow. Does she want to go see Justin Bieber and sing every word? I think so.
The candy cane.
Candace. Okay, so I'm going to put Candace back on hold here. Here's what we got. We got Victoria, who was number one. We got Mandy, number two. And we've got Candace, number three. Your vote determines who wins Justin Bieber and $500. So who's going to see Justin Bieber? It's up to you. 999-999 to vote. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the reactions. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, it's been a fun Christmas cracker morning. So essentially, if you haven't caught this, we do the Christmas cracker every day at 7 and 9. The prize was Justin Bieber tickets plus $500. But the winner said, no, I don't want that. I want the $10,000. So they're in the draw, and we're trying to give the tickets to you. Now, we had Victoria, we had Mandy, and we had Candace. And they all sang Christmas Time Is Here from the Charlie Brown movie, which TJ hates.
It's so sad.
I just thought it was really hard to sing. That's why I picked it.
Your attitude is sad.
So
yeah, but the song is also bad.
It's up to the votes. 999-999. TJ, did you tally these? Who tallied these?
I did. I've got the results here.
Thank God, because I forgot.
Okay, good. All right. Jax?
Guys, I want to say that this was a close one.
Oh, really?
I want to say it was a close one.
Okay.
But with 79% of the votes.
That's not close.
No, that's not close.
No.
Candace won!
Yeah!
Candy cane.
Candace, who came on, was like, I don't need the music. Yeah. I can just take this.
Turn the music off and get out of my way. I'm Candace.
Candace, are you there?
I am so happy. I'm ecstatic right now. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so happy for you. So you're going to see Justin Bieber. It's his first tour in like 4 years. And you're going to get $500. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
And you better sing your heart out there.
Oh, I will.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Real estate prices have not stopped going up, but neither has hope. 73% of Gen Z thinks they'll own a house here someday. Or own a house someday. Sorry. There is a small wrinkle in the story because they basically found that though they think they're going to own a home, it will likely not be in the GTA. Although more young adults think they'll be able to own a condo at some point than a detached home, which is very likely. They also found that the number of people who think they're going to own a home are higher in places like Calgary and Montreal than in Toronto and Vancouver, which is a shocking bit of information.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Can you believe it?
Okay. No. Yeah.
Jax, what were you saying? Your friend bought a condo in Calgary recently?
Yeah, they bought I think it was a one bedroom. Maybe it was a two or like a one and done, and it was $190,000.
Oh, excellent. My gosh.
For comparisons, I think one bedrooms are going for like in the 500s right now.
That is a down payment on a home here in
Toronto.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Billie Eilish and Phineas have reportedly started working on her new album.
All right.
Phineas says, we're on the clay wheel. We got clay on the wheel. They're early in the process, but they started writing songs, and they're going to try and make sense of what they have on their hands. He really committed to the clay wheel metaphor.
Didn't
there.
He?
He yeah. sure did.
McDonald's is committing $250 million to franchisees of color in an effort to increase diversity. This is super cool. They announced this earlier this week that they're launching the initiative to recruit new franchise owners from underrepresented communities. And they're going to offer millions of financing over 5 years to help that out.
That's fantastic. Idea.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.